Locked On Angels, your daily Los Angeles Angels podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. You're locked in with your host, Brent McGuire. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. If you go to builtbar.com and use the promo code Locked On, you will get 20% off your next order. So in today's episode, we're going to talk to a familiar voice in Taylor Blake Ward and finish off our position preview series by looking at the Angels bullpen. So Taylor and I had a very fun, nuanced discussion about the Angels bullpen, which is actually pretty straightforward compared to some of the other positions. So we dive into all of that, all of the newcomers, and what to expect in 2021. Before getting into this episode, though, as usual, if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can find me at bmags94, my written work at Crashing the Pearly Gates, and if you haven't done so already, make sure to download, subscribe, rate, and review the Locked On Angels podcast wherever you get your podcast from. So happy Monday. Welcome to the official spring training season. We are now officially able to talk about live game action. And yes, I'm well aware spring training games do not mean anything in the end. We're going to get bored of it in 2 to 3 weeks from now. But in the meantime, we can say that we're excited that Major League Baseball is back, that the Angels are back, and that we have basically daily Angels baseball for the next 6 to 7 months of our lives. And that is fantastic. That's great for myself. That's great for you, the listener. So I'm really excited for what's to come, even amidst all of the confusion, uncertainty, and maybe pessimism around the Angels in general. It's still baseball season. And I feel like I'm obligated to say that hope springs eternal. And there are a lot of good things that could happen for the Angels this year, especially on a team that has Mike Trout, Anthony Rendon, David Fletcher, Shohei Ohtani, and so on and so forth. So before getting into this conversation with Taylor, I did want to do a brief game recap from the Cactus League opener for the Angels on Sunday. So they faced off against the San Francisco Giants in Scottsdale. It was a 7-inning affair. They only brought a few of their, I would say, projected starters to the field with them. They had David Fletcher. They had Jared Walsh. Those are the only two guys that realistically are going to play a really, really big part for the Angels this season. But we also saw Jose Quintana make his first start with the Angels, and he only went 1 inning, but the stuff looked fine. It looked like prototypical Jose Quintana. He looked pretty decent. David Fletcher had a couple of walks. We saw Jared Walsh walk and have a pretty scorching hot single to right field. We saw a variety of other players who were noteworthy. Joe Adell started in right field and had a misplay in right field. He fell while he was tracking a fly ball to right field, and I know that spurned some maybe not so great memories of the way he performed last year, but again, it's the first spring training game, and there are going to be a lot of ugly plays to start this off. But as a whole, I don't think there's too much to talk about from the Angels game. We saw a lot of the reserves play. I guess the most significant development that we saw was Gerardo Reyes, a reliever that has a decent outside shot of making this roster, left the game early with right elbow discomfort. That is obviously not a good thing. Reyes was acquired in the Jason Castro trade last summer, and this is not a great development for him to try to make this team. And we're going to talk about kind of all this stuff with Taylor Blake Ward. Like I said, we're going to talk about that in a little bit. We're going to touch on many of the relievers and the guys that are surefire guys to make the team, and maybe some of the bubble guys. So with that being said, why don't we dive into this conversation with Taylor Blake Ward? All right. I am joined by very good friend of the show, Taylor Blake Ward. Taylor, how are you?
What is up, my man, Brent?
It's good to hear from you, man. How have you been?
Yeah, you too, buddy. Just, you know, baseball kind of jumped up on us, didn't it?
Yeah, it sure did. It's, yeah, we're talking on the first day of spring training. It's exciting. You know, I was joking earlier segment on the show that we're all excited for spring training to be back, but about 2 weeks from now, we're going to be clamoring for the actual games to start, but we'll take some form of baseball right now.
I'll take it. Yeah. I'm ready, man. I don't know if you've been watching college ball, but, been watching some amateur baseball. It's been fun, man.
Yeah, I've been checking out the Vandy games. We get Kumar Rocker and Jack Leiter back-to-back games on twice in a week. I mean, that's not bad.
They're studs, man. Jack looked good on Sunday.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Coming into the season, I knew Jack might be a better option at the top of that draft than Kumar. I mean, oh, he is looking – they're both looking awesome.
Yeah, no doubt. But, yeah, Angels baseball, man. Angels baseball back. It was fun to watch. A little spring training action. I mean, small little seven-inning game there, but still fun to watch.
Yeah, so we got to see a lot of pitchers, and that's relevant for our conversation. So we're going to talk about the bullpen a little bit. So I think, like, on the first question I want to ask you is kind of more of a macro-level question, and it's kind of just gauging how this bullpen currently stands, if they're an improvement over last year's group. They had a very busy offseason in terms of bodies leaving and then new guys coming in. We saw five Angels pitchers get non-tendered, and you're going to get a few guys returning, but, you know, it's going to be a pretty different bullpen. So just kind of wanted to get your stance on what this bullpen is going to look like.
Yeah, it's a big overhaul. And one big thing that's been noted to me before even any moves came is that Perry Minasian does see a lot more value in the bullpen than Billy Epler did. So you're going to see some moves for relievers. A lot of guys that are not high upside gambles, but guys like Johnny Venters that the Braves took, you know, a lot of guys that you thought there'd be success in the past that there wasn't, and you're starting to see it, you know, Tyler Matzik, guys like that. So you're seeing, you know, Raisel Iglesias, Alex Claudio, Mike Myers does seem like he is going to be in that mix. Ty Buttrey, as well as, I'm blanking on names. I'm sure Felix Pena is in that group. Who's the other the other Angels reliever from last year that's going to probably be back in there?
I'm trying to think about that. It seems like those five guys you just mentioned are for sure going to make it, at least on the outside looking in. But after that, I mean, there could be a lot of different guys making those last few spots in the bullpen. I mean,
there is one guy that's going to be interesting is Jose Alberto Rivera, the Rule 5 draft pick from Houston. He is, I believe, 23, 24 years old, so the age makes sense. But he hasn't pitched above a low single A, so I don't know. I mean, is this a guy that's going to stick around for the whole season? Who knows? We got to see guys like Jake Faria and Tommy Pannone earlier, you know, over the weekend with the Angels' first Cactus League game. Even guys like Luke Bard, who are, you know, still around. There's a lot of names. I would say there's about 7 to 8 guys that you're going to look to fill one or two spots. One of those guys, Gerardo Reyes, who did seem to go down. He has some elbow soreness in his throwing elbow there. The Angels announced that. But, you know, you're going to have a pretty big battle for that final bullpen spot, even maybe two or three bullpen spots, depending on how open they're going to be.
Yeah, so you just touched on a lot of those guys who can probably – fill those last two spots. I kind of want to start from the top and kind of work our way down to the bottom. I want to first kind of ask about Raisel Iglesias, and it's kind of hard to remember the last time the Angels had such a good surefire closer. I know that's kind of a role that's losing its spot in baseball. We've seen bullpen by committees or closer by committees. That's become a very hot topic in the sport, but Iglesias has been a very good closer for what, 5, 6 years now? And I'm trying to think back to Angels closers who have been that good. Like, Houston Street was a good closer, but not the same kind of profile. So I kind of wanted to get your thoughts on what he's going to bring to the Angels.
Yeah, Houston was the first name that came to my mind. Is despite Houston being a different profile, you knew that ninth inning was going to be, you know, Houston had that ninth inning. And, you know, more than almost 9 out of 10 times, you're going to lock down the win. And I feel like that's what you're getting with Raisel. I mean, I don't want to compare, you know, Francisco Rodriguez and Troy Percival, some of the greatest closers in baseball's history here, but you're getting a guy that you can feel very confident is going to lock down that ninth inning for you. And even if it's not the ninth inning and Joe Maddon uses him in a high leverage situation, whether it be seventh, eighth, ninth inning, whatever it is, you can feel confident that he's going to go out 9 out of 10 days and really lock it down for you. Obviously, relievers are going to have one bad day, and that can really impact the stats for a season. But when you're looking at a game-by-game basis, Raisel Iglesias is one of the best relievers in baseball.
Yeah, no doubt. And looking at some of the guys behind him, we kind of touched on them already, but Mike Myers, Felix Pena, Ty Buttrey, feel like they're the three guys that are going to be returners from last year's bullpen. And kind of looking at them individually, they've all performed at pretty high levels at various points in the last two or three seasons. Most recently, we saw Myers just dominate last year in a smaller sample. But even Felix Pena was throwing a lot harder last year. He's starting to develop his changeup a little bit more. Buttrey's still pretty young, still has the good stuff. Just want to get your thoughts on those three guys and if there's maybe a particular guy out of that group that you like the most.
You know, I think it's been noted a million times over, and I'm just going to say it, relievers are volatile. And whether these guys perform at the level that they did in the past or not is going to be something that's going to be seen coming down the road. But there is a guy, Felix Pena to me is an incredibly important asset to this Angels bullpen and pitching staff in general. I think Felix Pena is kind of been the unsung hero for a couple years with the Angels here. And I know the Angels haven't made the playoffs, but just the value of what Felix Pena brings even as a piggyback starter or a multi-inning reliever, I think he's a guy that just has so much importance in that bullpen. So he's a guy for me. And it seems like the velocity picks up. He's got serious swing and miss off-speed stuff, even if he's not throwing, you know, these gigantic breaking balls and things. But just the way that he sells those pitches really works. Ty Buttrey and Mike Myers are guys I just want to see them. I want to see them be healthy. I want to see them go out and perform to the capabilities that they are. They don't need to be a sub-2 ERA pitcher. If they can be a league-average reliever or better, that's going to be good enough for me.
Coming up here in a little bit, we're going to finish this conversation with Taylor. But first, let me tell you about Built Bar. Built Bar is one of the best-tasting protein bars that I have ever had. The mint brownie protein bars are some of the best bars that I have ever tried, and they have a variety of different flavors. They have a bunch of new flavors. They're covered in 100% chocolate. They're soft and easy to chew, and they taste exactly like candy bars. But most importantly, Built Bars are healthy. They're great for the health-conscious guy or gal. You can lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. And if you go to builtbar.com right now and use the promo code LOCKEDON20, you'll get 20% off your next order. Again, that's promo code LOCKEDON20 for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. We're covering everything that you need to know about the Angels, but what about the rest of sports? Now, the Locked On Podcast Network has you covered there as well with the Locked On Today podcast. It's hosted by the great Peter Bukowski, and it's all the sports news you need every morning in under 20 minutes. And while I'm here, I should say that I just finished a recording with Peter Bukowski about Mike Trout, and that should be coming out at some point this week. So stay tuned for that on a segment on Mike Trout at the Locked On Today podcast. You can find it by subscribing to Locked On Today wherever you get your podcast from. So moving on kind of to the remaining options, Alex Claudio, pretty straightforward. You know what you're going to get. He's a very good against lefties, maybe not as good against righties. Jaime Barria might sneak in there just because he's out of options and he's got to find his way on this roster. But just looking at some guys who might be able to grab those spots at the end of the bullpen, is there any particular guy that you're looking at that has a good chance to make this bullpen out of spring?
You know, I've got to pull up the roster. I've got to cheat a little bit to kind of give myself a little bit here. You know, as I go through the 40-man, I'm not as convinced. Oh, Aaron Sleggers, coming from Tampa Bay. I think he's a guy that you can feel confident will find a way onto the roster. I feel like he's actually performed really well. You know, there is a guy that it may come as a surprise, but Jesse Chavez just signed to a minor league deal just the other day. I think Jesse's still a heck of a pitcher, man. He's a versatile pitcher. I know that last year's numbers really didn't show a whole lot, but the years before, this guy's been, you know, league average or better. I think Jesse's got a good chance. I think Junior Guerra has a great chance at making this bullpen. There are a few guys that I think are really interesting. Jake Reed, Ben Rowan, Brendan McCurry, Jake Faria, as I mentioned. Jake Reed, I'll tell you, he's kind of funky. He throws from a weird slot with a lot of power. I think he's a guy that's going to surprise a few people.
Yeah, so you just really did a good job of summing up all those options. I have to be honest, I'm looking at Jesse Chavez's Baseball Savant page, and you're not kidding. I mean, yes, last year sucked, but it's kind of hard to gauge what last year actually means in the long run for a lot of guys. But I don't know, a couple years ago, he was really good out of the bullpen. So that's a good answer, and one that I was not expecting to hear. So yeah, Jesse Chavez could be an option.
The thing with Jesse is he'll come at you with the same velocity on about four or five different pitches that'll break in different options. And when we talk about tunneling, that's such a big thing in baseball is tunneling now. Jesse Chavez at the 45-foot mark, you don't know where it's going to break. If you're talking about his two-seam, his cutter, his slider, and his changeup, they all break right at the same mark, at the same velocity. Now, his four-seam's a little bit above that. But I'll tell you, Jesse Chavez, when he can sink in all of his pitches within a certain tunnel, you know, a tunneling scheme, I think he is one of the best relievers in baseball. And I know that's a very high mark, but I'm talking about on his peak days, Jesse Chavez is near unhittable.
Yep, and he's got the Joe Maddon connection, which has been – feels like been of a running joke this offseason. They're just acquiring a bunch of guys who either played under Perry Manassian or Joe Maddon. Taylor, I got one more question for you. With the rotation having as many issues as it's had in recent years and the fact that it's kind of looking underwhelming on paper right now, how big of a role could this bullpen play this year in holding those leads in late in games that could be very high scoring but close games for the Angels?
Massive. I think the rotation still needs help. If I'm being totally honest, I think the rotation needs help. But Perry did bring out, you know, that if you take Andrew Heaney, Griffin Canning, and Dylan Bundy, the ERA is low. It had to be guys that you needed to bring in, and they did with Jose Quintana and Alex Cobb, whether you believe in Alex Cobb or not. And Shohei Ohtani, pending his health, is a big thing. But you need guys, I think a big thing for this bullpen, and I don't know if it's going to change or not, but your starting pitchers have to go through the order multiple times. You can't just sit there and rely on the and analytics are a great part of the game, and they're very important at the major league level. But if your guy's dealing, you don't need to throw your reliever into a situation he doesn't need to be in. So I'm going to be curious to see what Perry does and what this coaching staff does now that they're a little bit out of Billy Epler's tenure. And trust me, you know, you want to talk about a guy that really believes in Billy Epler. I'm a guy. I love Billy Epler. I was sad to see him go. Really think Perry's a bright guy, but going to be curious to see what happens here when it comes to the pitching philosophy, and especially, you know, if Perry does believe in bringing in these relievers, you know, is he finished? Are we going to see something, you know, moves constantly, maybe even at the trade deadline? Are we going to see a big time reliever come to the Angels in exchange for some prospects? So I'm curious to see what this relief corps can do. I think they still need some help. I think they've got some depth options, but I definitely think they need some help.
All right, that was perfect, Taylor. Thanks for summing that up pretty much perfectly. So once again, thank you for joining the show, coming back on. Always good to hear your voice.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Always good to be back with Locked On Angels. And I'm glad I see a lot of people are really enjoying you being on the show, man, and I love it. And I'm just really glad to see Locked On Angels continue with the way it's been going. Really appreciate the way you've been handling it, man.
All right, man, we'll talk soon.
Sounds good, buddy.
So once again, a big thank you to Taylor for coming on the show and really just in general for all of the things that he's done for this network, for myself. He has been so instrumental in helping me get acclimated to everything here. So once again, big thank you to Taylor for providing the great coverage as usual on the Angels bullpen. So like we did last Friday, on Friday's episode, I want to finish off this episode with some recommended readings. This is basically some readings that I had over the weekend that I felt would be appropriate to pass along to Angels fans. So I think the first ones are actually Angels related, and I'm a little behind on these ones. I just started this segment, so these are a little outdated. But there were two pieces that came out at MLB.com. One was These 10 hitters will break out. The other one was the 10 pitchers that will break out. On one list, we saw Griffin Canning on the pitcher list, and on the hitters list, we saw Joe Adell. So this was a good look at some reasons to be optimistic about both of these guys. Another piece that I want to pass along is an article from Eno Saris at The Athletic, and this came out last week, and it was essentially looking at guys who might be better power hitters this year, and one of the guys that popped up on that list was Max Stassi because he showed a really good barrel rate this past season, and those things tend to translate pretty well from year to year, so I felt like that was definitely appropriate to pass along. And another final one, this is a little less fun, but it's a very important read nonetheless. It's from Baseball Prospectus. It's called "The MLB Players Association Cannot Support Veterans at the Young Players' Expense." So this is some labor discussion that's important to kind of keep yourselves updated and informed about with all of the CBA stuff coming up this year. But those are my recommended readings, so I will link those in the podcast description. In terms of what's coming next, well, we got a whole slate of Angels games, so I will keep you up to date on all of that, especially after Monday's affair. That is going to be the first game that we likely see a lot of the big starters at Tempe Diablo. We're going to see Mike Trout, most likely, Anthony Rendon, all of the big guys. So I will make sure to keep you up to date on everything going on with the Angels. But in the meantime, that's going to do it for today's episode. As always, thank you for joining. Stay safe out there, and we will talk some Angels baseball on Wednesday.